Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we'll be discussing virtual reality. What is it, you may ask? Well, virtual reality is a 3D computer-generated platform where the player can interact in his reality. Hence, virtual reality. What are your guys' thoughts on virtual reality?
My thought is that virtual reality, it has some flaws, but it can also be a learning tool for doctors, military personnel, and other stuff.
I agree. VR is also a good gaming platform, doing things unlike straight-up consoles.
From Virtual Reality Weekly, the quote is, VR redefines the idea of a communication, expanding it from people you know in real life to anyone connected to the internet. This means that relationships will begin to form more based off interest than general location. This can help people who want to be more social, VR making it way easier to interact with people.
Although I said there were many good things about virtual reality, there are also some bad things. Like, many people may become addicted to living in these virtual worlds, and as a result, forget or neglect their responsibilities in life. This is a quote from Virtual Reality Weekly. This could be a problem as the younger generations are already hooked on games, and growing up, they will be addicted to games, and that could make them antisocial.
On my point, from TechWalla, simulating traumatic events can help military service members work through some of the effects of PTSD that result from combat. VR is a great way to help with mental disorders such as PTSD mentioned.
Some VR headsets carry a high price tag, especially for proprietary close-to-face designs. Wearing them for long periods of time produces fatigue and unsettling feeling of enclosure. Producing and supporting VR experiences can demand extensive programming resources above and beyond the basic entertainment experience. If the viewing system lacks the proper spatial cues and fails to accommodate the participant's head movements properly, the participant can suffer from motion sickness. Therefore, the fact that VR headsets are expensive and time-consuming, VR isn't very fitting for most of the consumers that like or might buy VR.
My final point is from LifeTiles. VR can save organizations time and money and make work more convenient. Say you're a worker and you need to turn in your work. You're all in the same room in virtual reality, so you can turn in your work easier, saving time.
A quote from Resource Mag Online says, if you are prone to seizures, then you should just probably stay away from VR because the technology may invoke a response. That's bad because those who are susceptible to flashing lights can't and shouldn't use virtual reality, even if they think it's cool or their friend has one and they really, really want to use it.